19 minutes past 7, the reactions are coming thick and fast, and that's what I'm quickly going to go through before I start with Warren Whiteley, who's already on the line, and I do see the phone lines flashing. We will get to your calls as soon as we can. Says, evening guys, well done to South Africa and England, looking forward to a cracker. I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago and called New Zealand an SA final, but hey, I don't mind us playing England once again. Well done to the box. That is Emil there. I see here another one, Paul Mokolo. But talking about the SABC not flighting the games, Paul, they can't afford it. And they said that before they started the Rugby World Cup that they would not be able to flight any of the matches, except you can catch them on SABC radio. And that's where you will have to watch them. Another one says, Buhle, the box win today is an inspirational one to all South Africans. And I could watch the game, couldn't watch the game, but I saw during the singing of the national anthem, I saw the gallant team that was prepared to die for the nation. And I'm having a belief that the boys can win the tournament and become champions again. I'm paying tribute to Rassie for the way he gave black players a chance more than de Villiers and Alistair combined during their tenure as coaches. Tulani from Guatemala. One lost one. He has actually written Afrikaans, so I'm going to try it and then I will try to translate it. It says, "Baie geluk met die oorwinning, nou die finale hardwerk. Die week wat voorlê moet nie weer so baie skop nie. Ons wil nie julle koppe ook sien hang nie met trane in die oë nie. Julle het alles wat nodig is om hardklop rugby te speel. Ons glo regtig in julle. Kom nou bokke, bring die wêreldbeker weer huis toe. Ons weet julle gaan dit doen. Sterkte." That one says, "Congratulations for the week. Congratulations and all the best for the week that lies ahead. We want to see not so much kicking rugby, but more running rugby. You have what it takes. We're honestly hanging heads with eyes in the eye, with tears in the eyes. You've got everything that you need to win this World Cup, and we believe and we trust. We have faith in you. Good luck, Springboks. Bring the World Cup home." Warren Whiteley, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I mean, obviously, messages of congratulations pouring all around for the Springboks. How do you feel about the game today?
Good evening. No, it's been amazing. I mean, I've been behind the box all the way, and to see them steadily improve throughout the competition has been phenomenal. And yeah, it's just a lot of excitement. It was close today, I must admit. Yes, it was. When I was 16 all, I was getting a bit worried, but yeah, people, the team, and that be in the final. Anything can happen in the final, and I'm extremely optimistic going into this game.
I mean, you speak about it being close, and coming into the match, Henri Pollard did say that it would most probably be a kicker's game, and indeed it was. And what a game for him to have his kicking boots on.
Yes, I mean, yes. Yes, he had a great kicking performance, and I think the forward dominance was phenomenal, and you know, we converted all the opportunities that we had, which is fantastic. I mean, our backs and our attack is probably not firing as well as we would want it to fire, but I'm not worried because, I mean, there's still a lot of room for improvement going into this final. We haven't played our best yet.
Yeah.
And I think that gives me a lot of hope. I mean, we haven't played our best, and we've still come through this competition, barring the first game against the All Blacks.
Okay, we're struggling with Warren Whiteley there. I've just given back to my producer. We're going to try to get him back on the line, on a better line. The reaction's still coming in thick and fast, so that's what I'm going to go to. But I think actually, okay, let me first play this one, and then we will take an important, very important reaction. Okay, I'm having a bit of a problem with my WhatsApp line here. I'm unfortunately not getting those reactions, the voice notes out, but it's fine. They will come. We will play them very, very shortly. I want to find out from you, what did you make of the Springboks? How do you feel? Are you over the moon? Do you now support the Springboks if you weren't supporting them during the Rugby World Cup, or do you still feel like no, it's not for me? This Rugby World Cup is not for me. If the box win, it does not mean that it changes anything in your life. Is that how you're feeling? Or are you genuinely happy? And do you think that we stand a chance against England after the performances this weekend? Let me know. 011-883-0702-021-446-0567. That's the same phone line that I have Warren Whiteley on, and I've got him back. Warren, sorry, had a bad line there. Continue, please.
Sorry about that. No, I was just extremely optimistic. I mean, perhaps our attack hasn't fired as well as we would have liked it to fire this World Cup. And I think the best is still yet to come. I think we've got a big performance coming up in the next week against England. And I mentioned their previous performance against the All Blacks, and they were absolutely phenomenal. And yes, I'm just not sure. Can they do it again?
The English.
The English. I don't know if they can perform like that again. And I'm optimistic that the box have still got a big performance in them.
You know, the English, and you mentioned that you're not sure whether they can do it again. They seem to have peaked, against the All Blacks yesterday. They were phenomenal. I mean, to beat New Zealand, you always have to be phenomenal. South Africa, do you think we'll peak on time? We've got one more week. As you mentioned, we're not there yet, but do you think we're close enough to being there? I mean, it's impressive that we can win such crucial matches and not play our best already.
I believe so. In the right areas, we are playing extremely well. You look at our set-piece dominance that we had today, and also defensively, the amount of pressure we're putting on teams is just phenomenal. And attacking-wise, that's probably the one area we just haven't fired this World Cup yet. But I'm very optimistic that we can fire in a week's time.
Let's talk about that attack, Warren Whiteley. How do we improve that? What do we need to see happening? Where does that flair come from?
I just think we're making some unforced errors, unfortunately. Knocking balls and perhaps passes not going to hand. And I've just got a feeling there's less pressure on us going into this final. I think the pressure will be on England. I believe they'll be the favourite.
Yeah.
So I've got a World Cup.
I mean, it's a repeat of the 2007 World Cup final, and we all remember what happened there. How much of that do you think that history will play in a part in the minds of the English, especially?
So the question. I mean, I don't think.
I'm really struggling with Warren Whiteley at the moment. So it's a bit unfortunate that our conversation is being disrupted, but it is quite a good conversation to have. But let's go back to those WhatsApp voice notes and see if they'll play this time. If we can continue that conversation, Warren. It seems like the networks are just causing all sorts of problems for us. They don't want us to celebrate, but celebrate to all. And I'm sure Rassie Erasmus will be a very happy man today.
He will. He'll be very, very pleased with the performance, especially coming through such a tight match, a lot of pressure on the box, especially sitting back and watching that game yesterday, and going into this game against a Wales team who've beaten them on four previous occasions. So I think there was a lot of pressure on the Springboks, and they did extremely well. I thought the forwards were phenomenal. Our set piece was incredible. And we just stayed calm. I think the leadership that CR showed was just great. You know, the guys like Dwayne and Andre, along with CR, and the way they managed the game. So, I'm just extremely excited for this build-up.
I mean, you speak about the set piece. Today we lost our first line-out on our throw. It's been 100% throughout the World Cup. You are somebody who will have more information, who's more privy to the set piece preparations that happen in the Springbok setup than the rest of us. How good is it for you to see the set pieces ticking the way they are?
Yeah, and we've been consistent throughout the whole competition. As you mentioned, I think today was the first line-out we lost, and it was just about, I think it was Tipperick that managed to get us from Luet, I think it was, today. You know, but otherwise, it's pretty much been 100%, which is unheard of. And also our scrum dominance. I think the depth that we have in our forward pack is just phenomenal. And we must also mention the bench. They were really great today, and also in the previous games, the difference that they made was huge for us. And I feel we've got the superior bench coming onto the field in the last 20 minutes. And it showed again today. And I think in the final next week, it's also going to be crucial.
And you'll see that it feels as though Rassie Rasmus is just getting it right with that 6-2 split. A lot of the people complaining and not really, you know, aware as to why this is happening and why Rassie Rasmus would do this. But, I mean, the Fords are emptying the tank out every time they play.
Exactly. And we play, I think it's also got to do with, you know, our game plan. It's very forward dominant. So the forwards are dominating the gain line. They're playing with ball in hand. So, you know, the forwards are doing most of the work. And the big workload is on our forwards. And therefore, you can go with less backs on the bench because it suits our game plan. We like to slow the ball down. We like to kick from nine. We don't mind lineouts. We want to maul you at set piece time. We want to scrum you. We want to wear you down. That's the type of game plan, and it suits us. It suits the players that we have, and I believe it also suits the, you know, semi-final rugby or final rugby. Going into a World Cup, it's a low risk game plan. But I do admit we do need to find just a little bit of X factor, and losing a guy like Cheslin this week, I think, was a huge loss. I'm really, really hoping that he will be able to play next week.
And you could see that that void left by Cheslin Kolbe. I mean, you know, you're talking about that attack and the X factor. He is certainly a player that brings it all the time, and we needed him today. But it does feel like without Cheslin Kolbe on the park, our try makers are very limited. Our try scoring opportunities become also more limited, and it just seems like the finishing just isn't there.
You know, we just haven't. Yes, we've looked rusty. I think Cheslin has been phenomenal. Probably, you know, the standout player in the World Cup.
Absolutely.
So to lose him, you know, in a semi-final was massive. And I really just hope he can play. And nothing against Spoo. I mean, I thought he was great today. I mean, he's physical. He's a phenomenal player. I just believe now Cheslin is just, yes, he just brings a spark. He brings something special to the side. And you know, I just think he's just got that X factor that can literally turn a game on its head.
Oh yeah, Manjo, so really on the line, Manjo, 20 minutes.
Not too serious, so hey, I really hope he can play next week.
So do I, Warren Whiteley. So do I. You have okay. Let's put on your captain's hat now. And of course, you know, you celebrate the victory, but then you come tomorrow morning and you have that video session and you unpack everything. Where do you think the Springboks will be looking to tighten up?
Look, I think England pose a different attacking threat than what the Welsh do, or any side for that matter. Just they've got a very, very good attack. I mean, with their wingers and their centres, I mean, they can be very physical and up front with Tuilagi, but they can also take you wide with Farrell, with May, with good wingers out wide. So they've just got a very good attacking structure. So, defensively, we've been phenomenal throughout the World Cup. So, again, there'll be emphasis put on this week
spot break after this
to be
now.
Defensively sound against England. And then our forwards. You know, I believe we've got the superior forward pack and we can dominate them up front. And that is what the All Blacks struggled to do. They struggled to contain the English pack. They got a lot of momentum through their ball carriers and got quick ball, and that quick ball resulted in guys like Tuilagi getting over the advantage line and May scoring tries. So I believe with our defence, and we saw that today with the Welsh, is we really competed the breakdown. We make it ugly. We slow down the ball. We tackle you backwards. We get off the line. We put skill set under pressure, and I believe our defence will put them under pressure. Well, under more pressure than what they've been throughout the whole World Cup.
Yeah.
And our forward pack is going to dominate. So that I believe is something that we'll take into this week,
yeah.
And be very optimistic that we can dominate them in those areas.
It will be a final of defence, I believe, with the English also of brilliant defensive side. I mean, we all know Eddie Jones, the brains that he is. What is going to be the difference in this match?
I agree with you. I know John Mitchell does their defending,
yeah.
And we've seen how it's improved steadily since he's taken over,
yeah.
In the last year and a half or so. And as you mentioned, they were phenomenal against the All Blacks, who've got a great attacking system. But we also play differently from the All Blacks, where they play a lot in their own half,
yes.
And we don't play a lot in our own half.
Yes.
So we'll minimize risk, and we'll rather kick the ball and play in your half and put the pressure on you defensively. So we'll kick it and we'll say, okay, you attack,
yes.
And we'll just put you under pressure and we'll turn the ball over. And we've got a very simple attacking structure, but we'll force a penalty and we'll kick three,
yeah.
Or we'll go for touch and we'll maul you and we'll score. So I know sometimes people can get frustrated with the amount of kicking we do, and I 100% understand that, but I believe the game plan for where we are at the moment is spot on. If you think, I mean, Russia has been coaching this team only for about 2 years,
yeah,
and taking the team from 6th or 7th in the world to play in a World Cup final,
phenomenal. And they're now second, actually, after the IRB rankings released today. So, yeah, absolutely, it is phenomenal. Warren Whiteley, I mean, you speak about the Springboks' defense being their attack, essentially. And, you know, that game plan is a game plan that, as you can see, including Faf de Klerk, who has become almost a joke of the nation with his kicking. But the players really buy into it. And, I mean, surely, if you're going to use defense as your attack, you must really, really trust your structures and your processes.
Exactly. And I can't tell you the amount of planning that's gone into this World Cup. I think I've mentioned it before, but in March when, you know, we had, I think it was our first alignment camp with Coach Rossi and all the coaches, I mean, every single day, to the hour, to the minute, was planned in this World Cup. So I know the amount of planning that has gone into this tournament and how hard the players have worked. And, yeah, I'm, you know, obviously very excited for this game, but also optimistic that the boys can take it and go all the way.
Give us your predictions for next weekend's final, Warren Whiteley.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a draw for time.
Okay.
And I reckon we are going to win it with a penalty.
Oh, okay. Warren Whiteley says the Springboks will win it by 3. After full time, though, it will be a draw. If you agree with him, 011-883-0702-021-446-0567. We're going to have a bit of an open line for the next 5 or 10 minutes or so. 072-702-1702. Those are the numbers I want you to get in touch with me on if you do agree with him. Warren Whiteley, I thank you so much for your time tonight, and enjoy the rest of the World Cup, because it definitely is a match for the South Africans to enjoy.
It's only a pleasure, and yes, let's get behind the box, man. It's going to be an amazing week, and let's support them.
Absolutely. That is Warren Whiteley. He's been a Springbok captain, only kept out through injury from this World Cup, I would love to believe, and he is the Lions captain as well, and he rightfully says, let's get behind the box. And I've got a message here on the WhatsApp line. I'm not going to lie, it wasn't sent to me directly, but it was sent to the entire country. So this is for you. Take a listen.
South Africa, we just want to say thank you so much for your support. It really means a lot to us. We gave our best today for you. And please, 1 more week to go, 6 more days. Just keep on supporting us and, yeah, send the messages. We appreciate it.
That is your captain, Siya Kolisi, saying, look, he's here, they are there, they are there and they are back in the country because they feel our support, they can feel us getting behind them, and let's continue to get behind the Springboks. It's 22-8.